What's up, guys? It's me, Lori, aka Loretta Child, the sex reporter.
It's me, Big Smiley, for the Sexy Insatiable podcast. We're back again.
Welcome to today's episode, which is going to be about background checks. Looking up everything you can about people that you're going to date, because apparently that's a thing.
Is it a thing?
Well, let me give you the backstory for how this came up. So I was doing some research for an article that I wrote about sexy apps in the app store. And while I was looking at the app store, I found, one of the searches came up with like background checks for people to like look up all the criminal history of anybody that they might want to go out with. And I just thought, wow, this is super creepy. And, you know, I figured we'd talk about it. But at the same time that I thought it was creepy, because nobody likes to be Googled before they meet someone, right? Nobody likes to be told that, oh, by the way, I heard you used to do this and that you're from this and I know your address. Like, that's really weird.
But people do Google you. They just won't let you know that they did it.
Yeah, to a certain extent, right? But, like, Googling, like, if you Google and you look past, like, the fourth page, that's a little too much. I mean, but I guess that's what we're here to talk about, right? What, how far is too far? Because at the same time that I don't like to think that people are looking up my background, I also know that there are crazy people out there. We hear stories of people being stalked, like, you know, abused and stuff like that, and just scary things that happen when you meet people, especially strangers online, but really strangers anywhere. So maybe it's a good idea to have a background check. I don't know, but that's what we're going to talk about today. And before we do launch into it, definitely make sure you guys are following us on Twitter at @CallInsatiable, or if you have the app Anchor FM, download that, because that's a way that you can call in and leave your opinion in audio. So, Smiley.
So normally for a guy, it's, you want to know a woman's backstory. You want to know if you're talking or dating a whore.
Okay. No. Wait, we don't do that here. No.
What?
What do you mean a whore? Like a literal prostitute?
No, like
she's, even if she was, what's wrong with that?
A guy may look at her differently. Like a guy may be like, I am looking for a really nice woman to settle down with, and I want to take that next step with her. But he may think differently if he knows that she slept with 10 dudes in the past 2 weeks and she and she just moved here and trying to play it like she's all little Miss Innocent.
Okay, okay.
So
okay,
normally when you meet someone, it'll be great if you had a friend that knew her or her friends so you could get the background on them.
Okay, but before we continue on the background thing, we need to address this right now.
But how many addresses are we going to do?
Because this is the Insatiable podcast. We're open-minded. We're cool about whatever. Women should be able to sleep with however many people they want and not be called a whore.
It's called a whore.
No. No.
Yes.
No, I'm not down with that.
Yes.
We're not publishing this.
Yes.
We're not going to put shit out there that calls women whores because they have sex with 10 guys.
Vanessa's a whore.
No. What are you doing? You just slut-shamed the whole world. Look, so we're going to talk about this right now.
But a real topic is all of that, but all my guys are like, yo, do you know her? Because they want to know.
They want to know if she's a slut. If she slept with 10 guys in the last two weeks.
Did she date a lot of guys? Guys want the girl
to be a virgin.
No. Nobody's going to be a virgin, but a guy wants the girl.
As close to a virgin as possible.
A guy wants a girl that is turning down guys, that every guy that comes up to us, you know, it's like, okay, come on. That she's like, no, thank you, I'm good. And make herself semi-exclusive. She's
not a handbag.
No.
Why isn't the dick exclusive then? Why can't we be like, oh, Smiley, I know you've been to Las Vegas and you had a bunch of interesting encounters.
But I haven't.
So that, you that degraded me. The value of your penis.
But I didn't. That wasn't me. I don't have miles. I don't have miles like that on my cock. So that wasn't me. I don't know.
First of all, nobody believes you.
But second of all, you should believe me because I'm a good boy.
No.
Good cop, bad cop. I'm a good cop.
Having less sex does not make you good.
What, jerking off more does? Does it? Listen, guys and girls. Girls want to know. Okay.
Just because guys want it don't make it right. Yeah, but guys need to correct that shit.
Yeah, but you're getting off the topic. Guys and girls want to walk into a situation that they could kind of control. If they know the backstory of someone, then they know their mind state going in. So I could see why people will do this background check in this app, which
it doesn't tell you how many people they had sex with.
No, but you could, whatever it could tell you what kind of person they are to some degree. You're walking into a situation where you can handle. So if you want to talk to a girl and you don't know her friends or one of your boys don't know nobody who knows her, you're walking in blind. And you have no clue what you're walking into. But whatever she tells you, that's what you got to believe, which is okay. And then you go do the background check. When this thing didn't exist, people would ask their friends, do you know a friend of a friend that knows her? And then you get all the scoop that way. And then you get to know if she sleeps around. You get to know if she's kind of exclusive. You get to know if she's a lazy girl. You get to know if she's a hard worker. She's very smart. She's very intelligent. But the background check
don't do none of that. They tell you, okay, like, what her address. What does it do? They tell you, like, how she, whether she's a registered Democrat or a Republican. How many jobs she's had.
It tells you her address?
Probably. Anything that's in the public record, which it probably is. If you know her full name enough to do a background check, you can look all those things up. And the messed up part about it is that I know this for a fact because I wrote an article about it in the Wall Street Journal. Background checks can be very inaccurate. They mix up your names because the way these companies work is that they go in and they tap into state databases, police databases all over the country to check your driving records, your voting records, anything that they can get that's public on you. And then they aggregate that and they just put it out. And nobody's sitting there making sure it's accurate. Like, oh, this person's name Jane Doe, that person's name Jane Doe, and maybe they have different social security numbers, so maybe they're not the same one. So this Jane Doe might have committed a crime in Wisconsin, but that Jane Doe has never been to Wisconsin and lives in Massachusetts. So they don't know the difference, but they'll put that stuff in a report anyway and send it out to you, and you could be judging a person based on something that's not even true.
Now, is this how the app works?
Well, if it's using typical background checking methods, then probably. I mean, that's what jobs use to do your background check. Like, if you need a commercial driver's license and you want to get a job at a trucking company, that's how that works. If you want to do, if you need to get any type of security clearance for anything, they'll do a background check. Well, and
I have level 5 security clearance. So the shit you did in college and you don't think nobody knows, guess who knows? Smiley knows. So all y'all call me, leave your message in the comments, leave your full name, your social security number, and your birth date, and I'm checking into all you motherfuckers.
Okay, so here's the thing. Knowing that it could be inaccurate, I mean, I want to get that out there. Whichever part of this debate you fall on, whether you want to do background checks on people, whether you don't, just know that when the background check report comes back, there could be many things in it that are false. People typically don't check their own backgrounds. So I don't know. I don't know if there's some report out there on my name that says something wrong about me. So you might be looking up something and I never had a chance to dispute it and to say, like, my side of the story, if they're, you know, whatever, if it's fake or not. So keep that in mind.
Some people don't want to know what's in someone's background because they feel like
they don't want to judge them.
Well, the past is the past. What you did before me has nothing to do with me. And I have the new you. We're going to move forward from here.
That said, you know, there's all these articles that come out all the time, right? That are like, some person ended up in a relationship where somebody said that they had a certain job. They were lying about that. Then, you know, by the time they move in, it's like they find out that everything they said was a fraud. I mean, there are some valid reasons, or not valid, but there are some scary stories out there, I should say, that make people scared enough that they think maybe you should do a background check, because there be people who lie about what they do and their history. They might have a criminal record. They could be a sex offender for all you know, right?
So if you do this background check on this app, it tells you if someone has to report as a sex offender, they tell you who those people are. To that extent,
they will say that sometimes, but usually what they'll do is they'll check like court databases and stuff, and they'll check to see if there's any, like, you know, if you've been arrested before, your arrest record might be in there.
So anything that was reported by the police, if you did any domestic violence, at least the woman would know to bring her mace. And
well, yeah, there's that. But then there's the other thing, right? Like, some of that is not, I mean, so sex offenders, everybody's scared of sex offenders, but there are people who are registered sex offenders for doing things that were like having sex with their girlfriend when they were 18 and the girlfriend was 17 or something. I mean, I don't know what the, right. It depends on the state laws, but you know, there are these things where it's just like, this person doesn't really qualify. He's not like some pedophile that's hanging out by the local elementary school. He's just a guy who, like, you know, got in an unfortunate situation and got caught on a technicality. And they're registered sex offenders. That could ruin people's lives.
Yes, it can.
So now you're talking about doing background checks, you know, and like, you could be looking up all this wrong information about people. Is that fair? Maybe to protect yourself?
Well, maybe it's worth it. If it's not all 100% right, people shouldn't use it because they don't know what they're getting.
Yeah. I mean, but then on the flip side, right, there's like these, I mean, when stuff gets ugly, it gets bad. Like, I just read this article the other day. This woman, the article was called, and I'll link this in the show notes, but the article was called, like, my boyfriend insisted that we were safer with a gun until he shot me in the face. And it was an article about gun control and whatever, but you read it and it sounds crazy because she's like, oh, he was so sweet when we met. He was like very chivalrous. Yeah, we fell in love.
She should have ducked when he pulled the. Why didn't she duck if she got shot? If she saw it coming, why didn't she just move out the way?
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up, but she saw it coming, right? She didn't bother me. Did she take the boxing class? Like, what happened?
Boom, shoot boom. You in the face.
And he pulls a gun and say, bitch. And you duck.
What happened was, this story is actually a really crazy story. She says that there were points where before the gun appeared, I mean, she always knew he had a gun, but he wasn't waving it at her. But she felt she was in danger. She ran out the door and he chased her down and literally carried her back and locked her in a room in Vegas or something like that. This guy was crazy. And I mean, also, she stayed with him after that, but that's how abusive relationships go. Like, I don't presume to know.
She's probably threatened to stay, wasn't she? Feared for her life, something that's why.
And I think what people often think is like, oh, how come this woman stayed with him and blah, blah, blah. And I think that people don't understand, like, when you're in love.
When you say blah, 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 what is that really?
Why do you hate my blah, blah, blah?
I don't understand. What is that substituting for? You got to say the whole thing. People want to hear exactly. They don't want you to yada, yada, yada through your whole.
I think they get it.
Listen. So after the girl got shot in the face, did she still stay?
Now finally she's gone. But then all the stuff that happened leading up to that point.
It took her for getting shot in the face to leave? Basically, one morning when you go to work, you don't go to work. You go to the police station like, oh, he stuck a gun in my mouth and told me if I breathe, he would pull the trigger.
He didn't do that before that.
I was using it as a figure of speech. He did some other things to her. She could have reported.
Yes. But... Yeah. But that's the thing. So that's the thing with domestic violence, though. Like, first of all, we think, oh, but if this woman had only done, like, I don't think people realize how deep you can get into a situation before realizing it. You could be really in love with the guy.
Yeah.
And also, there are times where, like, let's say the guy, we got in a fight. You show up at the police. The police, unless the guy actually assaults you, there's sometimes the police really can't do anything about it.
It's on notice. But if Woody would have gone to the police, none of this would have happened. Okay? So, what are you going to wait until we call you Cyclops? Now you got one eye, and now you're like, oh, you should have went to the, like...
But this is also the reason why people should report it. I'm just saying I understand that they don't. But if they were to report it, then who knows? Like, if this guy, let's say this guy got away with it. Let's say it didn't get so ugly that he pulled a gun on this girl and shot her in the face. Like, if she had reported him, then he moved on to the next girl. And she did a background check on her. She'd be like, wait, why do you have like a restraining order from this other chick? You know what I mean?
So you saw this article.
Yeah.
And then you saw both the guy and the girl?
Saw what they look like?
Yeah.
I don't think their pictures were in it.
Oh, so you don't know if she was pretty or not. Why would you shoot her in the face? Why did he shoot her?
Supposed to shoot an ugly person in the face?
An ugly person, I could see you shooting in the face. Okay? But if she's pretty, if she's your girl, why would you want to ruin her face?
You played too much.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
You can't shoot somebody because they're ugly.
You want to know these things. Ugly people get shot all the time. It's in the news.
There's another story ongoing that's about... It's also similar. It was like some crazy guy said that, like, met some woman and told her he was a doctor, but then he would have all this weird behavior. Like, he would show up in his, like... scrubs everywhere, even at parties and stuff like that, and it turned out he was like not really a doctor. And
no,
I mean, that kind of stuff is scary too. And you're just like, well, okay, so there are these con artists out there, and everybody wants to be like, oh, she's so dumb for letting him into her life and whatever, whatever. But you don't, I mean, I'd like to think I'm too smart to be conned by a con artist, but these people are professionals, right? And I'm not going to presume that I'm smarter than the next person. So, you know, maybe the background check is your only line of defense against something like that. I don't know.
But the background check is not foolproof. You could be dating a guy and it says some shit, but it's all not true. It could be someone else. It could be a mistake. And then he's being...
Or he could have a clean record.
He's being condemned for something he didn't do.
So, for men, do you think men... I mean, do you Google everybody before you date them?
No.
You never?
Only the famous popular ones, because there's been so many. But other than that, I mean, no. A lot of girls I date, people know them, so I could ask them, what's her deal? Did she drive her last boyfriend to the loony bin? Like, is she psycho? Does she need to take meds every day, you know? But... You don't. Sometimes you're going in blind. You just got to hope for the best.
Okay, we are going to take this to the call-ins right now.
I think if you have had at least two experiences with finding out that people have had records, criminal records or other just bad stuff, I think you should. I think it probably would be a good idea. I've known at least two women who have, and this is all on Facebook, by the way, so I'm seeing it through their timeline, have dated people to only find out that they were like molesters, sexual predators. And other people found that out, not them. Other people found the information. So, because it could be unknowingly they are attracting a certain type that is pretty bad, that they shouldn't be susceptible, that they shouldn't find themselves susceptible to. So, yeah, I think it's all about your past. If you have a bad past with relationships, do the background checks.
I don't know. I mean, that's like saying, oh, because a crime has been committed, we should just treat everybody like criminals.
Treat them all like criminals.
Right? Yep. I mean, I get the fear, but I guess like some people are just bad at reading people, so maybe they need background checks. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I have pretty good instincts.
People put so much trust in people that they're going to do the right thing, but you can't. You got to do your own due diligence. I mean, trust no one. That's what I say. Trust no one.
Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Hey, Insatiable. So to answer your question, I absolutely always do some kind of background check. I think a social media search will suffice. And for me, it's really to know if that person's even worth a second or third date. You know, I think a lot of times you can have very superficial conversations, especially living in a major city like I do. I always just kind of do a search, more so to find a little bit more clues about their character, not so much judgment points, you know. So I'm not looking for your exes. I'm not looking for where you've been. I'm looking at who you are as a person. Like, if you have ratchet pictures of you everywhere, that's just not somebody that I'm interested in being with. So kind of, yeah, I always do a background check or a social media check. I've done one background check, and it was because I had some real reason to want to know more. And that played out perfectly because I found out some information that saved me a lot of heartache.
What's a ratchet picture, though?
Crazy ghetto.
Yeah, but, like, what constitutes?
Having a gun or a bottle of Hennessy to the face. Google me, bitch!
Yeah, I guess, I mean... Social media, I don't think is really far these days. I think everybody kind of does social media checks, right?
Yeah, but social media is... paper, meaning everyone looks good on paper. When you write a description about yourself, you can write whatever the hell you want. And then social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snap, everything, that's like paper. You put out what you want everyone to believe. You know, like these women kill me. Well, this is a little off topic than the background check, but okay. I'm just trying to make a point where these women kill me. They're on social media, you know, they hold the camera up in the air at a certain angle to the left, and they poke their hip out. So that angle makes them look like they're super curvy.
Well, if you're going to take a that's photo, you want trick. It to be a flattering photo.
All right, let it be a flattering photo. But then what happens when I meet you? Where's all those curves? Where's all those flattering stuff? Mm-hmm. Now reality set in and be like, you didn't look like that in that photo. So you're putting all a fake persona for what? Really?
Yeah, but guys should also know, like,
we should about know
angles.
So if we should know, then why do it?
Not, I mean, like,
then you should why know about, even go through the trouble?
What I, this is what I judge people's social media on. Like, if you go to a guy's Instagram and it's 100% bathroom selfies, like, there is something wrong with your life if the only time you ever take photos is inside a public bathroom.
Or what about women? Women do the same thing, like, all their photos.
Yeah, I would. So I don't date women.
So that means they have no friends to take a regular full-length photo of them. They always have to take their own.
That yes, and sometimes it's not even just about bathroom selfies. Like, I get slightly weirded. Like, I won't totally judge a guy, but I'm slightly weirded out when a guy's Instagram is, like, only photos of himself. Like, no friends, no family, just, like, him by his lonesome. And I'm like, wow, you just live a really lonely life. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm being too judgmental, but...
Maybe you're being a little bit too judgmental.
But what you said earlier about her body count?
Her body count? Oh, you mean her sleeping around? Being the ultimate universal whore? Yeah? You mean that one? That's what?
That's not okay.
It's not, but it's not okay for her to be a whore.
What if she slept with 100,000 people?
Yep.
Before she met you, and she's like, I'm in love. I don't want to sleep with nobody else again. I just want to be with you. Why is that not good enough for you?
It might be good enough for some people. Some guys might like that. But I don't want to be the laughing stock of all of New York.
You're the laughing stock of New York, not because of her, but because all these other people are stupid.
Because of her. If I go out with her, everywhere I go, there's at least 1,000 men in New York that slept with her. So we're going to bump into a few of those thousands while we're out.
But you're secure enough to know that you're her man.
But they're going to laugh at me and be like, yeah, me and my boy, we was there last week. And then the other dudes are going to say we were there last month.
She's not a car that's been test driven. She's a person.
1,000 dudes?
I mean, 1,000 might be a lot. 1,000
dudes in New York?
You probably slept with 1,000 girls.
No, not at all. I slept with less than a handful. I've always had girlfriends.
Lies. Lies. But that is how do you not see that that's a double standard?
Well, there's double standards every day. There are double standards.
That doesn't make it okay. Just because it exists doesn't mean it's okay. If these men are out here making fun of you because you are with a girl who's been with a lot of men, that's their problem, not her problem. Right? I mean, she's just sexually woke. She just decides she likes sex and she has it as much as she wants. What's so bad about that?
Which is nothing wrong. It's good. But the different guys want different qualities in a woman. And some guys choose not to be with a girl who's been with a lot of guys. Some guys doesn't matter. It just all depends if, you know, they want to know.
We are going to talk about this in another episode. We got to talk all about this.
But we're talking about it now.
Well, we already covered another topic.
How many?
Anyway.
How many topics, though?
Thank you guys for listening, because I got a bone to pick with Smiley about whore shaming.
Yeah, but I'm right about everything. She just likes to pick a fight because she don't like my choice of words.
No.
I could say super promiscuous.
That's the same thing. It's just coded language.
Yeah, but I just said it nicer. See, you smiling now? But she's smiling now. She liked the way I put that, though.
No,
yes.
We're going to talk about it in the next episode.
Whore!
Stay tuned. I'm going to set Smiley right.
Women have
a right to be virgins if they want. They have a right to be not very many partners if they want. They have a right to have as many partners as they want.
Not we many have parent, the partners. Look.
Women can do what they want with their vaginas because it's their vaginas.
Right.
And they're not worse quality or better quality because of the decisions that they make because of their vaginas. They're just living their life. Now, so leave the women alone.
Leave them alone. But if any one of those women is sleep with all them guys, if she could buy this Gucci jacket for me that's $6,000, I will let bygones be bygones and we can live.
If you're confused, Smiley is online shopping while we're doing this podcast. I know it's disrespectful, but
we'll address that in the next one too. $6,200 for this Gucci jacket. I need one of any ladies out there that want to give me
something. He's looking for a sugar mama.
No, not really. My birthday's coming up. So you're looking
for a sugar mama.
I am going to be 84 years old on November 2nd, and I'd like this Gucci jacket for my birthday. I'd appreciate it. Matter of fact, or maybe all the women listeners could chip in. They give a few dollars each, and I could probably get the jacket. It'd be great.
Anyway.
Leave your comments. Leave your phone number. Leave your email. Twitter. Call Insatiable.
Anchor.
Leave all of that.
Leave your audio messages leave on Anchor. Message look us up.
Yes.
Insatiable.
And leave your email so I can do a background check on you so I can see which ones of you are psychos.
Psychos is another word that's like, you know what? That's not right.
Whore!
All right, bye guys. See you in the next one.